Coach Jeff Tatum, welcome to Colorado. It's been a while since you've been out here.
It's the last time I was in Colorado was when I flew out. This is the first time I've ever been here, so it's a new experience for me.
Well, how'd the kids handle the trip? Number one, let's just get into the football game, because I'm real happy how they came out and started the football game off. And this could be one of those games that you worry about being a trap game, is, you know, where you come out here, there's a lot that the kids, for the kids to see. We're on turf, it's a nice field, but it's a little bit different than what you would be used to. And I thought the kids' focus was really pretty good at the start of the football game.
Well, what we did was we practiced here yesterday. And we really didn't come here to practice because you can kind of spy around. As Coach Miller says, that you can't trust the federal government right now. So, and there, you know, there are open windows everywhere. So we were trying to make sure that we really didn't show anything. But, you know, everybody that's told me that's come here said the biggest thing you have to adjust to and kind of being out on the back 40. And so what we did yesterday, we came out here and practiced and walked around and spent more time getting used to the environment more than we were going, you know, than really getting going through our regular walkthrough. And then also, as you can tell, I'm breathing hard. I didn't tell the kids this, but it's supposed to be a higher altitude about the air and that kind of stuff. And we kind of made a joke about it yesterday. It's really going to be hotter than anything because you're going to be closer to the sun. And they kind of made a joke about it. And I tell you, the guys came out here and played hard today and real proud of them.
Well, you know, getting back into the ball game here, then talking about the trip up here, you guys get up here. You did get to get out and come out and see this and work around this. But like I said, for some of these young men, you know, I understand, you know, they've seen mountains elsewhere in their lifetime. But to come out here and see the Colorado Rockies, to me, is a great experience, and especially coming out to the Air Force Academy, because this is a fantastic sight, great things to see, and you can get lost and not really lose your focus on a game.
And that's what, you know, that's one thing I talked about, and I think, you know, that first game, everybody, when I got back to Garden City, everybody said, Coach Tatum, you did a great job, and really I didn't do anything. The thing that our kids did a great job of is overcoming adversity. You know, every time something's thrown at them, they just say, okay, that's the way it is. We're not going to make excuses, and we're going to go on. Just like coming out here, everybody says, oh, you can't win out there. You can't win out there. You can't win out there because the officiating, and I thought the officiating was real good today. And they talk about, well, you're back there, and there are no fans. So what we did was all week long, we really talked about what you got to do, and you got to play disciplined football. And that's what our guys did today, and I'm really proud of the defensive line. And you know, I told him, I said, I guess I'm going to challenge you guys a lot, because after the Hutchinson game, I really thought that they didn't play very well. You know, so I told him, I said, for us to win today, Keith Kern and Keytray Solomon, if you guys make zero tackles today, we'll win the football game, because you got to take that dive and make them pull it and let everybody else rally to the football. Keith said he had no tackles and one sack, and right. Then Keytray said he had no tackles and no sacks. So that right there tells me that those guys played a good football game. And then, you know, Demetri Morris started the game out. We hadn't been getting that good push with our front two, inside two, and he calls that first fumble. And I tell you, I'm real proud of him too. You know, he's worked hard, you know, and comes from a great program, winning program, and expects to win, and he played like it today.
Well, you know, one thing I thought that was really kind of cool about was that Garden City was able to take adversity, such as their fumbles, the first three fumbles, and we're able to get points out of it. And like I said, that's something that you've got to do. Take a mistake from the opposing team and then capitalize.
Well, you know, it goes back to being a team and a unit and togetherness. You know, these guys play so hard for one another. And I tell you, this is what we as coaches get to experience, that you guys in the stands and that don't get to experience, you know, at a football game. The togetherness, you know, riding on the bus over here and them talking amongst one another. And it's not an offense or defense or kicking game. It's strictly a team. And, you know, on the defense, you know, when they go out there and they give up points, they feel bad. They don't feel bad for themselves. They feel bad that they let the offense down. Same thing with offense. When they don't score or turn the ball over, they feel like that they've let their defensive buddies down. And that's something that we've been preaching since I got here, is it's a team. And thank God these kids have bought into it and they're playing hard, and everything that happens to them, they just, if it goes bad, it's all right, coach. And they're telling me, coach, don't worry about it. We got it. So real proud of them today.
Well, something that Jerry and I were talking on air, you know, the South is rising again. You've seen what's going on down there with the SEC and what's going on with football. But on top of that, not only Georgia, Alabama, Louisiana, Florida, of course, has been a long time, but they're sending kids out right now. And you sit there and look at these two rosters, our rosters, and you take a look at their roster, a lot of Georgia kids on that roster, plus Texas. Can you recruit some of these kids in the Garden City if you felt like that they were worthy enough of a scholarship in the Garden?
Well, there's no doubt we can. They have no obligation to the military academy. And I was talking to their head coach for the game, and because that's one thing I have noticed since, you know, from the last time I was here until now, is they look more like football players. They're big, right. They're rangy, they got the tall, and you don't picture of Air Force guys being this big. And I asked him, he said, what they started doing is the academy itself recruits these guys to come to the prep school and puts them through it. And it's kind of like a tryout camp. And I think he said out of the 69 guys they had last year, 59 of those guys are, as he calls, up the hill at the big school. Okay. At the academy. So that's why they have changed so much over the years. It's gotten more talent in here. And I tell you, they look like Division I football players.
Well, we got to talk about DJ Dunn, their nose guard down there. Big, big kid. Jerry said he's not afraid of him. He knows he can outrun him one way or the other. I mean, you know, you get the players like this. I just thought that, you know, Garden City, you could see their talent level up. Even though they were a better team last year, we weren't maybe as good last year. Garden City's got 3 wins on the season right now. Fort Scott comes in. Your Garden City team is making some progress.
Well, you know, and they are. You got to give all the players and the coaches credit. You know, they've bought in, and everything that we ask them to do, they're doing. You know, just like, you know, Keytray and Keith. I mean, hard thing about playing defense, you want stats. And so when they're going in and they're tackling the dive down after down after down and not getting any tackles, you know, all of a sudden, hey, the quarterback's going to keep the ball, so I'm going to go jump him. And then all of a sudden the fullback goes and has a big game. And, you know, and then also, you know, the talent level, you know, I think it's kind of like your own children sometimes. You're around them so much, you don't realize how talented they are. You just sit there and you watch them every day and you ask them what to do. And I wouldn't say really take them for granted, but you do kind of get used to them being around you. And those guys, have, like I said, they're playing hard, and they're expecting good things to happen to them all the time.
Okay, well, the secret is out here. Of course, I knew about it on Friday because one of your players twittered about the Wildcat offense coming in there. And I'm not going to mention throw anybody under the bus because it's a guy that was running the Wildcat himself that threw it out there, Tyreek Hill, but let's not mention anybody's name on this deal. But like I said, looked pretty successful out there. Like I said, I think the word will get around real quick like that. You put Tyreek Hill in the backfield, you know that basically we're going to do something to the outside. We're going to use great speed to go to the outside.
Well, Coach, you know, Coach Miller put that in this week, and, you know, he said, hey, let's find a way to get Tyreek the ball, because we really thought when we were in trips and we run that speed option, we thought we would be able to pitch it to him. And then we did see some things that he did on trips where they did take the pitch away. And he says, well, let's make sure he gets the ball. We'll just snap it to him and let him take off running. And Coach Miller came up with, you're right, they have to call it Wildcat. I guess it's some K-State thing. But Coach Miller, you know, he does a great job, and he's got a great offensive mind and real creative and that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's nice to have him on the staff. And, it's, you know, being an offensive coordinator, you know, you kind of get locked in a lot of times with your own ideas, and you kind of put blinders on. And it's been a – I've really enjoyed coaching this year with Coach Miller because he does such a great job, and he does things that are different, and it, you know, things that I would ever even dream of, and so you give him a lot of credit.